Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go. Hey, everybody. Continuing with the series on pulling back the curtain on individual sessions, here is Soraya's. This was a great one. This is part of the offer that I have called 15-Minute Bangers. Enjoy. Hi, Miss Soraya.
Hey, Tally.
So drop on into your body. How have you been feeling, by the way?
Amazing.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the things that were said on the last call resonating?
Yes.
Awesome. So this call, very clear to me that this is going to be a deeper expansion for you. So I'm having to get really still and get really quiet so I can kind of push you into yourself even more. And then we'll see what shows up after that. And if you have any questions, I can answer them for you always. So you know that. So the version of you that I connected with to pull you into yourself, basically, it's a few paces out. So this is going to integrate you and keep you on that trajectory of where you're headed and what you want to do with your life and how you want to share your gifts, that kind of stuff, while you continue to come more and more online. The nervous system has to calibrate around all of this work. So I'm essentially putting you in these baby frames, like kind of a capsule, frame by frame by frame, like second by second by second on this particular trajectory that we've been talking about, locking you into that. Now, obviously, this is a moving field, right? Everything is constantly changing, moving, and you're moving within the field. So it's a really, really good exercise for you to like really, really hold the center of what you know yourself to be and who you are. So this kind of continues to lock in. What I mean by that is as you continue to recalibrate, you're kind of moving into these different chambers. So you don't blow out while you repixelate. It's basically gridding you within these little capsules, frame by frame by frame, on this particular trajectory that you're on. I don't know if that makes sense, but if you feel like you're changing really fast, faster than you can almost comprehend in a way, like you can feel, like, I don't know if you can feel this, but you can just kind of feel something brewing deep inside of you. It's kind of like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So that deeper knowing, that brewing, like you're like, man, I'm ready just to go and take off, like a rocket kind of vibe. That connection that I made with you that's a few paces away. And so you're kind of getting vortexed into yourself. So to help that go more smoothly, so you don't like self-sabotage in the way, get yourself pulled off course, that kind of thing. I get freaked out by the momentum. I'm just helping you facilitate this transition for you a little bit. So we're looking at this next huge integration wave happening anywhere from 3 to 6 months to complete. So like, this is a perfect time. You'll have the summer to integrate. And then by the time early fall, like mid fall comes, you'll just be even more clear than you are right now, feeling that way. Meaning like,
okay,
let's say you've had the knowing that there's a big shift for you coming, right? This crossroads kind of vibe, mm-hmm, where you front loaded your life and now you're ready to kind of expand into it. So there's an integration period prior to this next big expansion for you that has to happen because of the things that you need to learn within that period. So really, really good stuff. I know those well, those big old hallways. You're like, okay.
Well, that's a great way to describe it. Hallway.
It's a hallway and you're safe in the hallway and there's multiple doors that you can go into, but you don't really care because you have your eye on the one that's at the end with the big bright light and all of that, that kind of thing. So I want to talk about the thought processes that you have, like this mental, like somehow sometimes you can get into a mental block within yourself of, I don't know if this makes sense, but you're like, okay, well, I feel that and I want to do that thing, but like, how am I going to afford that thing? How is that going to materialize? Like, how am I going to get over there? Like the logic kind of comes in. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to disengage that a little bit. It's actually coming through you. That's not you. This certainty scarcity pattern seems to be coming in from the maternal line. coming from the line of women that haven't ever really fulfilled their own potential or owned their gifts. Does that make sense, what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, great. And so as a result of that, there's been a resignation towards what's safe, known, and comfortable versus taking these big risks. I'm looking at a couple lifetimes around France. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but wow. Tell me.
Yeah, I don't know either, but that resonates so deep within me.
Yeah, France. Good.
Yes.
So these lifetimes that are particularly around this part of the region, there's been kind of this disempowerment. Empowerment has been kind of turned off over just the course of culturally what's happened there with the wars, but also looking at your lineage and at least historically, right? Anywhere from, I'm looking at 1700 around there.
Oh, I see what you were asking. Yes, we come from France. Yes. Oh, is that okay. What you meant?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. For sure. Great.
So I was like, I'm looking at France. Does that resonate with you? So that's perfect. So I'm just going to clean up a few of these lifetimes where there's been this perpetual disempowerment frequency going on. And that will cause you, but also the line. You look at just the frequency that undulates throughout the entire line. It will cause the line to second guess itself and choose an option that is more safe and secure and known, staying within the family line, then stepping out and breaking out of the paradigm. My sense is you're quite different from other people in your family, from others in your family. And
yes,
that's been confusing at times because it can feel like you're not necessarily understood or taken seriously or whatever. You have to kind of hide aspects of yourself to be able to fit inside of the system. So this whole click, 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 the versions of you that are that many clicks away kind of thing is about you owning who you are at a deeper level, like truly, and then sharing that so with that, with like reckless abandon, basically. Like you're so locked into who you are, it doesn't matter what's in front of you. You have no problem owning that, regardless of what flails around you, regardless if it doesn't fit inside the family construct, regardless if people are uncomfortable around you. It really doesn't matter. It has like, that's none of your business because you have you. And that is where the party starts. That's where everything starts, is that place. It mitigates the confusion around how things are going to materialize for you. It mitigates all the concern and the thought processes around self-sabotage and making sure that you have your needs met in any way. It really becomes spectacular. So when you get your information on how to make particular decisions in your life, does it come in as an intuition first, like a knowing first?
Yes.
Okay. So I think on the last session, from what I can see, we worked a lot on upgrading and turning on the sight for you. Yes. This kind of Pleiadian aspect of you, this empath in you where you can like really deeply sense what's happening around you. So now it's getting different, like whether you know it or not, it kind of becomes that the way that you interact with your environment. This version of you that I'm connecting, like continuing to connect you with and keep you on this trajectory again is working more on the mind. So you have the boundary, you have the self backup and the esteem to be able to do what you want to do and stand in the power of that.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Yeah, really beautiful stuff. Interesting. Do you have children? Do you want to have children?
Yeah, I have two.
Okay. And are they boys or?
A boy and a girl.
Okay, perfect. Are they quite close?
Well, they're not close in age, nor are they very close. They're just not close in age.
Okay. Are they close at all? The reason why I say I'm not quite sure what's being shown to me right now, but there's a boy who looks almost identical to you.
Yeah.
And then there's another female that seems kind of fractured, disengaged a bit with who she is.
Yes.
It's quite kind of confusing. She kind of doesn't know how she wants to present herself. She feels a bit lost in terms of identity. And that's why I was like, are they boys? Or because one seems pretty solid, like a duplicate of you. And then the female actually seems a bit lost in terms of identity.
Okay. She's 14. And so she's going through that right now.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
That describes it perfectly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I think the boy seems really solid. Just going to help him do that, come into his own a bit more. and meaning he's connected to you. So helping him kind of separate out to find his own like sense of who he is more as a being, but seems good. He seems, anyway, there's no alert there. So he's just here and I'm like, hi. He's like, this is all very cool. And I was like, yeah. And so it seems like the session is with her. I'm going to work on her through you. So just give me a second. I'm going to help her. I'm going to stick her in her body, stick her in one reality, and then help her recognize who she is at a different level so she can sort her identity out. Okay, that's cool. She's just like, oh, thank you. Like, you're so welcome. So if we, whatever we do again, she seems like she got some relief. So there was a lot of burden that she was carrying. She was picking up a lot from the lion. And so I just kind of got that off of her.
And thank you.
Reorganized some things for her in terms of how she sees herself, the perception. She doesn't have to do that. She doesn't have to martyr. She doesn't have to people please, you know, all that can go. She's not obligated. She can be who she is and not have to defend it or apologize for it.
My God.
And like her inherent value is just her existence. That's all she has to do is just be within herself and have herself. And that's it. There are no expectations of her. So that awareness within itself kind of relieved her a bit. So that was really cool to see. She got really bright.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
For doing that.
Of course. Just go ahead and run that cosmic gel through your body. Exercise that we did a little bit in our last call. Not sure if you remember it, but just imagine there's like a cosmic gel, coming through the brain. Run that really, really clearly through the body, and then run another layer around the spirit body, and then another layer around your physical body, really, really anchoring in the outline of you in the work that we've done in this session. All right, my dear.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tali.
It's an honor, my dear. Good work. Cheers.
Thank you. I'll see you again. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media, because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.